This is NLJE,
home of fracturing football,
where hosts Noah Lichtenberg and Jack Edwards analyze the latest in sports.
Right now at 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to this edition of NLJE. This edition is going to be called Breaking Down the Brackets 2, or it's like an update. It's our second one. That we did one 2 weeks ago as well, right before the bracket started. Alongside of me, I have my co-host, Jack Edwards.
I'm sick. Sorry about that.
You are a sick kid. We love you, Jack. And I'm Matt Hostel, by the way. I'm a guest.
Yeah, and I'm Ethan Sellers, also here.
Yeah, we're on the breaking point.
Matt Hostel is our treasured guest on this show.
I'm the treasured guest because I have the best bracket out of all four of us. Actually, out of like, I'm in a pool right now on a CBS thing, and I have... Out of 58 brackets, people have multiple brackets. I only had one. Mm-hmm. I am number one. I'm tied for first. And then I'm number one in both my other brackets. It's terrible.
Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan State.
That's a sad.
Ooh. See, I got this update from ESPN, like the ESPN fantasy app, and it said only 550 people got the Final Four correct.
Which is like 0.001%. It was nuts.
3-something million brackets, yeah. Or something.
I mean, got 3/4 of the Final Four.
That's pretty good.
That's impressive, honestly.
So impressive, though, that people can actually guess that Loyola, of all people, are going to go and then get the other three right as well. Like, that's ridiculous.
See, I'm guessing like half of them like auto-filled or something.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I auto-filled the bracket and had Loyola.
Or like those are all like the people that go to Loyola that are all like, they made a bracket.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
That's probably what it was.
All 550 graduates. Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you guys think of Sister Jean?
Yes.
She's a legend. She's
amazing.
An icon.
All the way. Loyola, I am underdog, rooting for you all the way. I have watched every single game they played, and they have made some crazy shots, crazy miracle plays. I think that they got this.
See, I don't think they can get past Michigan.
Nope, no way.
Michigan's on a roll.
Michigan won by 20 against a very good team.
Loyola has gotten lucky. They may have luck on their side.
They've won 14 straight games, Loyola.
Just saying.
Michigan's won.
They won 13 straight games.
Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, looking at the stats for them, I mean, stats obviously don't tell all the story.
I mean, but if you look at their past games in the tourney so far, the majority of them have, besides this last one, have been really close, and like they won on a buzzer beater and stuff.
Right.
So I don't think they can get past Michigan.
All I'm saying is Michigan was on fire coming into the tournament. Loyola caught fire during the tournament. I think that Michigan can carry on that, you know, that what they have going, that fire that they're carrying. I mean, they won by 20 against a FSU team that's very long, very tall, very athletic. So I think that they have a very great chance beating Loyola.
Or are they going to burn?
One thing I have to say is it's been a lot of fun to watch this tournament.
This has been the craziest tournament I have ever seen. Starting off 16 seed beating a number one
that
seed.
That was insane.
First time in history.
First time it's happened in men's basketball.
Men's basketball, excuse me.
Harvard
beat Stanford in women's basketball.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Harvard and Stanford.
Exactly.
But like also
I'm visiting Stanford for spring break.
You're visiting Stanford? That's pretty cool.
Also same along the same lines, though. There's an 11 seed in the Final Four. Like, that rarely happens. That's insane.
I think it happens more than you think. Like,
right.
A lot of times there's one underdog.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
There's
true.
One underdog, and then there's
the
usually
Butler
three.
The,
yeah.
Exactly. The Butler. Rest in peace, Butler.
South Carolina.
That's why I don't like Duke, because I went to the Butler-Duke championship game.
Oh,
I just don't like Duke because they've had a history of being having bad people.
Grayson Allen.
Christian Laettner or Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen is literally Christian Laettner's second coming of Christian Laettner.
I completely agree about him.
So we know you're rooting for Villanova.
Villanova.
Versus Kansas. What do you guys think on that game?
I have Villanova winning in every single one of my brackets, except for one that had Butler winning. So
you always have to have the Butler bracket.
Exactly.
Gotta love the dogs.
You never know.
Gotta love the dogs.
One of these years it's going to happen. So I'm rooting for Villanova against Kansas.
I think that
there's no way that Villanova.
Yes.
Well, actually, Kansas is a great
Kansas
team.
Kansas is a great
First of all.
They're very tall.
Let's put this out. Put this out there. Kansas is a great team. But I think that Villanova just has the experience. Their coach is fantastic.
The versatility.
They're very versatile. They have some great athletes. I think that they're going to outplay them just because in the final minutes, it'll be, you know, it's like a marathon. They're running a marathon. I think that they're going to hold up better.
So, yeah, I disagree. I think that Kansas, after going into that crunch time with Duke and hitting that last second three, even though one of their best players have fouled out, I think they're going to come back, and that's going to give them momentum to push past Villanova.
going back to that play, I genuinely did not think that three was going to go in. I thought it looked off. I thought it was very strange shot, and it went in, and I thought
that Grayson Allen's last shot on the last one was going to go in. Because it, like, bounced off the backboard. You could see it spinning around the hoop. And then hit the backboard again.
Uh-huh. Almost went in twice.
And then they almost got the rebound. I was like, oh.
Yeah, but then also the other thing is, Kansas was playing a 5-seed. Villanova played a 5-seed. Kansas won by, like, a last-second shot. Villanova won 78-90. You know? So they had that going for them.
They outscored their opponents by 22.
Right.
On average.
Villanova?
Yes. Villanova does.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think that, you know, they have these stats going for them, but like Jack said earlier, stats don't mean everything.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
I mean, just the fact that they both played the same seed, they both played very talented teams, and then Kansas barely won versus Villanova blowing them out. Same with Michigan and Loyola. I think that Michigan just had that. They had the fire going, and they just destroyed, right? So I think that they had, just by looking at the margins that they've won by versus who they're playing, I think that they have both Michigan and Villanova are going to win their games.
Look at the last game Loyola played, though. They destroyed Kansas State.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
the people who care about winning it is the players and the coaches. Everyone else cares about how entertaining the overall experience was, especially the NCAA, because that is what brings them money, right? Uh-huh. So, like, we're getting into the ethics right now.
Yeah, and we know they're about
we're
money.
We're totally getting into the ethics right now, but it's like, that's just how it goes. That's just how it goes.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big discussion.
Yeah, they should play college basketball players, or just college athletes in general, in my opinion, I think.
I think it would actually help the NCAA if they paid them, because if you're Trae Young now, you're a freshman. Your freshman season did not go all that well at Oklahoma. You fell apart. But why do you want to stay in college if you can go to the NBA and make $20 million for the next 4 years? When in college, you could stay for another 2-3 years, have a good run with Oklahoma, and draw in more attention for college basketball as a whole.
Right. But then even, like, maybe not even paying players, but just loosening that all these restrictions that they have on the financial things. Like,
yeah, there's a lot
you know,
of restrictions.
Did you come in over the summer, and did they provide you, like, room and board while you practiced with the team? Or, like, did you stay with somebody off of campus? Or was someone providing you some financial aid while you were in college? Like, that can disqualify you. And I think it's just really unfair to the players.
And my thing is that it's always happening. It's, like, happening right now. And it's just under the table. So, I don't know.
Right.
I think that with playing the players, eventually it would change the whole atmosphere of the NCAA. And it's gonna be more like the NBA. And there's going to be the superstar teams. Like if all the Kentucky players stayed all 4 years, then that would be just
That's true, actually.
The Cavaliers or the Warriors.
Right, right.
And
you would see dominance from them for their entire time in college.
Yeah, so I think maybe not paying them directly, but, like, scholarships, I think, should be, I don't know.
Well, yeah. No, I just think that overall they're way too strict. Like, they just have ridiculous rules. Like, there was a guy who owned a water bottle company, and, like, the proceeds went to charity. But since he owned the company and he technically received profits, then he got in trouble, got disqualified. You know, stuff like that, I think that should be looked at.
It's definitely an interesting discussion.
It is.
I think that one and done, I don't like that personally. I feel like you should be able to go straight from high school to the NBA if you're talented enough. Or you should have to stay for at least 2 years.
You're not going
to
be ready enough. At this, like, the way that conditioning is now. Zion Williamson is great in high school ball because he's playing a bunch of high school kids.
I know, but, like, that means you, for him at least, he could go, his brand, he is already a superstar as a high schooler. He could jump to the NBA, develop himself much more than he would in the NCAA, and make money at the same time.
Do you really think that Zion Williamson, if he went straight to the NBA from high school, that he is going to, you know, put up 15 points a game? There's no way in my mind. Not yet. I think he needs that experience.
Before we wrap up the show, we always end it off with some of our predictions. Mm-hmm. So, who you guys have in the final game, and who do you have winning? I'm liking Michigan, Kansas, and I like Michigan to win.
Michigan and Kansas in the final. I have Villanova, Michigan in the final, Villanova winning.
Villanova and Loyola. Finishing it off, but they're not going to beat Villanova, I don't think. They're just too good. Villanova winning it all.
Going Kansas, Loyola. Loyola's winning it all.
No way. Right. That's, like, the worst one
out of all four of these.
2 weeks from now, we'll see how right.
Exactly.
Ethan
I think we just hit every possible prediction too.
After spring break, we'll have a big review.
Yeah, exactly.
Good idea. Good idea.
All right. For NLJE, I'm Noah Lichtenberg.
I'm Jack Edwards.
I'm Matt Hostel.
Ethan Sellers.
Thank you for tuning in. Oh, and Griffin says bye too.
Griffin's here.
Hey, listen to Breaking Point Thursdays from 6 to 7:30.
In the mornings. In the mornings, not afternoons. 6 to 7:30 in the morning. This Thursday, yes. Not over spring break, but this Thursday for sure.
All right.